Welcome to day number 68. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Hey. This is the last Mishnah in the second Perek, and then we will start the third Perek together. So we learned yesterday that someone who sells Demai produce in very large quantities, the profit margin is much, much smaller. And therefore Chazal said that the seller does not have to separate tithes from Demai. Instead, it would be upon the buyer. Because if it was on the seller, it would cut into the already very small profit margin. So Chazal were sensitive to that. But if a person is selling a food that is generally sold in much smaller quantities, the profit margin is much larger, and therefore it would be upon the seller to separate tithes, not the buyer. So says our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, says Rabbi Meir, Es shedarko lihimadeid begasa. Something, a food that is normally sold in bulk, in large quantities, umedad debedaka, but in this case, the person is selling in smaller quantities, for example, a wheat, tefela daka lagasa. The fact that the person is selling it right now in a smaller quantity is tefela, is secondary lagasa to the fact that it is normally sold in larger quantities. Because it is normally sold in larger quantities, that's what wins the day, so to say, and therefore the seller would not have to separate tithes, the buyer would have to. And the opposite is true at all, or the vice versa. Es shedarko lihimadeid bedaka, something, a food item that is generally sold in a much smaller amount, and therefore generally the seller would have to separate tithes. Umedad debedaka, but in this case the person is selling it in much larger quantities. Tefela gasa ladaka. The fact that right now it's being sold in large quantities is tefela, is secondary to the fact that it is usually sold in smaller quantities. Again, the fact that it's sold in smaller quantities wins, and therefore the seller would have to separate tithes. The bottom line here, the general rule is that it doesn't go by what it is actually being sold as right now. It matters how that food item is normally sold. Okay, Ezehu midagasa, what is considered something that is sold in a large amount? So, b'yave shloshes kavin, when it comes to dry food, it is 3 kavin, that is a measurement of volume. Uvalach dinar, and when it comes to liquids, it's whatever sold for a dinar. Why is liquid being measured by money and not by volume, like solids? Generally, the Mefarshim explained that liquids, it was very, very difficult to transport liquids, and therefore the price would constantly fluctuate based on supply. So generally, liquids were sold by price and not by volume. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Sali Te'enim, V'Sali Anavim, V'Kubo Shel Yerek, baskets of figs or grapes or boxes of vegetables, Kol Zman Shehu Mochran Achsara Patur. Any times in which they're sold by estimating the amount is patur from separating tithes. Instead, the buyer would have to, even though that produce is generally sold in smaller quantities and therefore the profit margin is larger. When it is being sold by not counting the amount but estimating, usually the seller would have to throw in a little bit more in order to ensure that the buyer was getting what he was paying for, and therefore it would cut into that profit margin. Therefore, the buyer would have to separate tithes, not the seller. And that is Perek Beis. Says the first Mishnah in Perek Gimel. We already learned that Demai has many leniencies associated with it because the obligation to tithe Demai is only midrabanan, is only rabbinic. Because we said most Amei Haaretz actually do separate Trumas and Maisros properly. So the fact that we have to do that is only midrabanan. And because it's rabbinic, there are certain kulos, certain leniencies associated with it. We already learned many of those, and we're going to learn a few more right now. Ma'achilin es aniyim Demai. If an ani knocks on your door, a poor person knocks on your door, you are allowed to give that ani Demai that is untithed. Whether the ani is going to separate tithes or not, that's not your issue. You are allowed to give an ani untithed demai. That's achsanya demai, and you're also allowed to give an achsanya. Generally, people who are passing through your city, soldiers, for example, that you had an obligation to feed, you're allowed to give them demai. In both of those cases, you would not be allowed to give them tevel. You would not be allowed to give them regular produce that was untithed. But because demai, again, is only midrabanan, only has an obligation to be tithed midrabanan, you're allowed to give them demai. Rabbi Gamliel ha'yam achil es apolim demai. Actually, Rabbi Gamliel would take it to the next level. He would even feed his workers, the bartender points out, who were poor. He would give them demai. So why is it interesting that he would give his poor workers demai? We already learned they are allowed to give those who are poor demai. So the answer is that when you're giving it to your workers, it's a little bit different because it's the obligation of the employer to give, to feed the employees. And therefore, you're not just giving this tzedakah, you're actually doing to fulfill your own obligation. It's upon you. And therefore, you're actually, it's almost like you're giving wages in demai, and therefore you are the beneficiary. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to give untithed demai to benefit yourself. You can only give it to benefit the ani, for example. So when you're feeding your workers, you would not be allowed to give them demai according to the first opinion. The second opinion, Rabbi Gamliel clearly disagrees, but we do not postulate like Rabbi Gamliel. You are not allowed to pay wages and benefit yourself from untithed demai. Okay. Now, we already learned that an ani, you're allowed to give an ani, a demai, that is untithed, but that is only when it comes to small quantities, when one person comes to your door. But when it comes to a larger system of tzedakah, when a gabai tzedakah, someone who's collecting taxes from everyone, collecting tzedakah money, and then distributing it, that is in much larger quantities, and generally we do have to worry about separating meiser from demai. So what do you do? Says the Mishnah, gabai tzedakah, when it comes to these collectors and distributors of tzedakah, beishamai omrim, nosin esam usar l'sha'ena ma'aser, you give that which is already tithed, meaning produce that was collected from someone whom you trust, someone who tithed it properly. You give that to people who are not going to, aniyim, who would not tithe it properly. V'she'enim usar l'ma'aser, and you'd give that which is not tithe properly, meaning that which is collected from someone who you would not trust, lima aser, to an ani who you do trust. At the end of the day, says Beishamai nimtzu kol adam ochlin mesukan. In that case, all of the aniyim are going to eat produce that was properly tithed, because those who don't usually tithe it properly are going to receive already tithed produce, and people who do tithe properly are going to receive produce that was not tithed, which is a very beautiful thing. But what that requires is a lot of coordination. The one who's collecting it has to separate any produce that was collected from someone who's trustworthy has to go here. Anything that was collected from someone who's not trustworthy by tithes goes here. And then you have to keep in mind who you're giving it to. Anyone who is trustworthy here, and that's okay. So it's a lot. So therefore, the Chachamim say, Chachamim Omrim, Govin Stam and Mechalkin Stam. You can collect from anyone. You just put it all together. You don't have to separate and keep track. Mechalkin Stam, and you can give it to any ani. You don't have to keep track of who's going to separate tithes and who's not. And then it's on the ani. The ani, the poor person, whatever they receive, it's up to them whether they want to keep the halacha and separate tithes, separate meiser, or not. But that is not the obligation to track that or to make sure that everyone's eating already tithed food. That is not the obligation of the gabai tzedakah. The gabai tzedakah already has a lot on his hands. He's allowed to collect from wherever, give to whomever, and the aniyim can make the decision on their own whether they're going to properly tithe the demai or not. That is Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Aleph. We will continue with Mishnah Beis tomorrow.